This is The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by Namdeb, mining for good.
My name's Angie Scholes, and in our spotlight this evening, I'm joined by Mr. Cons Karimata, the CEO of the Economic Association of Namibia.
Thank you for having me.
Can you briefly tell us about your journey, where you grew up? We want to know who Cons Karimata is.
Well, I hail from a village called Okamatapati, which is in central Namibia, north of Oshawarongo. I come from a large family. I had 8 siblings, so it was 9 of us in a big family. And that's where I attended my primary school, that's in Okamatapati. High school, I went to Ishipena Secondary School in Windhoek, which was newly built. It was a new school. We were the first students there and first matriculants in 1988. That's my journey with regard to schooling and background. Okay, so then I went to study in Germany at the University of Siegen. I studied economics, partly there, partly at the University of Namibia. And so I got my first degree in economics from the University of Namibia, and I started working for the Labor Resource and Research Unit. And that's where I gained my first experience as a researcher back in 2003, actually. So yeah, then later on, I joined the Social Security Commission, where I later became the research and development manager. Then it's after that that I joined the Economic Association of Namibia. That's really my journey.
What were some key milestones or turning points that led you to your current role at the Economic Association of Namibia?
Obviously, it was more appealing to work at a national level to deal with public policy issues, advisory issues, and it's just a much more challenging environment. Working with so many different stakeholders. Then as the CEO of the Economic Association of Namibia, obviously we have managed to transform the association into a think tank, really, that tapped into that space, the space of public policy advisory services, facilitation of public dialogue platforms such as the Namibia Oil and Gas Conference.
What are some of the biggest challenges you faced in leading an independent economic think tank?
Studying with a small institution that is not necessarily known. Obviously, you start with issues of fundraising. It's very critical that you are able to reach out to donors and, yeah, sell your story. Tell them why you add value. And, then deliver. Once you deliver, then the rest is really easy because they will look at your products, they will look at what you have done, and they will support the work. So funding has been a bit of an issue because we were dependent on one funder. But then with time, things changed, and now we are a household name, really, known by most stakeholders in the country.
What message do you have for young Namibians who are passionate about shaping the country's economic future?
Without economists, without planners, the policymakers will be beating in the air. You need people who are able to come up with evidence-based advisory services, people who are able to show direction based on research and come up with development plans, come up with advice that show where the country should be heading to. Otherwise, we'll just be walking in the dark. So it's very important. The field of economics is exciting. It combines studies about the behavior of people with mathematics. So you are able to come up with evidenced and quantitative models that really will provide the data that is necessary for development actors to take decisions and to know what to do.
Are there any particular innovations or initiatives you're excited about that could change Namibia's economic landscape?
It's already taking place. So with the new administration, we see much more of a state-led economic development model where the government is taking on a more hands-on approach, where government is involved. But what I clearly need to say is that you need a very competent civil service to have a state-led economic development model that will work. So wherever we saw it working, in countries such as China, Singapore, and so on, a competent civil service was critical. And therefore, if there are young people who are excited about what is happening in the country, they should join the civil service. They should get the skills required. And I think that the country will head in the right direction if we are able to pull this off.
What does success look like to you personally and professionally?
Well, if we can remain with the theme of a country's development, I think that key for Namibia is creating employment. And I think that is really what the government of the day has set as an agenda point, is really to create employment. And once we succeed in that, once we succeed in solving Namibia's unemployment problem, once we are able to put our young people to work, we would really would say that we have made it, or at least we are in the right direction, and is working very hard in that area to contribute to the policy direction that government should take to solve that problem. Obviously, that problem will not be solved by one bullet solution like the oil and gas or green hydrogen. We would need to take a national approach. We would need to look at other sectors. We'd especially need to look at agriculture, where most of our employment is created. So my advice to government is always that we should use the income that we are getting, let's say, from the oil and gas sector, and redirect it into sectors that create employment, such as agriculture. So add value to our agricultural output and move in the direction of food processing, agribusinesses, et cetera, because that's where most employment is created.
And just a final question, what are your hopes for Namibia 5 or 10 years from now?
My hope, obviously, is that government and the private sector will be able to work together towards a common goal. I think that at present, these different sectors are working in silos, and obviously the private sector has different pressures. They are not there for development. But as Namibians, I think we should all be concerned about the well-being of Namibians in general. And therefore, it is important to work hand in hand with government to solve the problems of the country. So I do hope that once that happens, once there's a coordinated way, the public and private sector is working towards development goals, we would really move in the right direction. So my hope is that that takes place. And that's what we were working towards. We work with agencies such as the NIPDB. We are serving on a forum that is trying to bring the private sector and the public sector together to work towards solving the country's problems.
Thank you so much, Cons. It was lovely having you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
That was The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by NAMDEB, Mining for Good.